I think it's progressing extremely well. We have, in the last few years, been able to work with member states, communities within those member states, civil society organizations, professionals, to stop the practice in a large number of communities. In 2012 alone, we were able to stop it in about 1,800 communities in the world. And I think that's something which is very commendable. As UNFPA, we continue to push this. Last year, we were also happy that, you know, we had the resolution of the General Assembly, which elevates this issue to a point where we would have a global concern and global concentrated effort to try and stop this odious, totally unnecessary practice in the world.
What are the major obstacles that hinder your work?
The major obstacles still relate to the issue of culture, the fact of this is something which has been there for a long time, and our ability to reach the last mile, to be able to talk to those who are perpetrators of this. We're doing our best, you know, talking to professionals, making sure that we create alternative employment for those who do it, ensuring that we educate communities about the harm, because it's something that actually causes harm to women. And I think at the end of the day, it also speaks to the status of women in our communities, you know. Why must you violate a woman because you think that she'll be in a better position? That's for her to decide. That's not for you to decide. I think we need to keep working on that.
Which countries achieve their goals in fighting FGM?
I think many countries, I'll mention Kenya. Kenya has done very well. And I think several countries also outside of Kenya is also doing well. I think that we made some progress in North Africa. We've made some progress also in West Africa. But I think it's not enough to be naming countries, but what is important is that we continue to create the awareness and work with groups on the ground. Because also, it's not just the government, it's also civil society. Being able to work with women's groups, girls' movements, just to youth movements, to get them to begin to advocate against this. Because apart from being able to get it away from communities, it's also nice to have a legal framework. And I think those are the things that we do.